Access Communications presents the show that's helping people see better and feel better all over Florida. It's Ask the Doctor with board-certified optometric physician, certified nutritional specialist, and popular radio host, Dr. Michael Lang of Lang Eye Care and Associates.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Lang of the Lang Eye Institute, Fortify Vitamins, and I'm here each and every Saturday morning live to answer your questions. Actually, I ran a little bit of a tape this morning. I was running late. I came in from Ocala this morning, and the interstate was blocked off from Ocala to the villages, so I had to take some back roads. So I apologize, but I am live. This is sometime in July. I don't know, the middle of July. I don't know what the date is. 19th, 1, 11th, 1, 5, the 15th. There we go. We're doing hand signals through the window there. So I am live now, and I want to thank everybody for staying in touch with this radio program. I got to mention, I was actually in Miami, Homestead Miami Speedway, last week with Doc Voodoo. That's my Viper ACR Extreme Voodoo 2. And it was a great track day. I won all five of my sessions. And tomorrow I'll be at Sebring again. So the car is ready. I had to put new tires on it. In three races, I blew all my tires, corded them all. They were all gone. So it's going to be expensive. All right. I just want to mention a few things before we take the first few calls here. We still have that special running, the summer special for the Fortify Superfood, Blue Green Superfood, and the Fortify Super Protein. Remember, the Super Protein is a non-denatured, non-bleached, gluten-free whey protein concentrate from New Zealand grass-fed cows that aren't fed any hormones or antibiotics. They're not grazing on grass with pesticides. So it's about the best protein out there. So when you buy both of them, the combination of the Blue Green Superfood and the Fortify Super Protein on the website or at the office or at Fortify Vitamins in Ocala, use SUMMER as the promo code if you're buying it off of Fortify.com, and you're getting 30% off. Folks, you can use the combination of the blue-green superfood and the protein as a complete meal replacement, okay? So it tastes very good. You can also use it as pre-workout or post-workout to help you have a better workout and help your muscles recover. I actually like post-recovery. I like using A2 chocolate milk, watermelon, and a scoop of the protein. That's the best for post-recovery, post-workout. All right, let's see. If you've got a question and you can't get through on the air today, you can always call Fortify Vitamins. Let me give you the toll-free number for Fortify Vitamins. 866-503-9746. 866-503-9746. Also, you can always learn a lot more about the supplements I've developed at fortify.com. That's F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E, kind of a play on words, fortify.com. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We got a few people on hold, so please be patient. I think it's Bob in Ocala. Good morning.
Good to talk to you this morning. From what I'm reading in the newspaper, you got your Viper just in time. I read that they're shutting down that manufacturing facility.
Yep. It was a good time to get it. Now I probably shouldn't be racing it. I should probably put it under a cover and let it go up in value. It'd probably be better than the back. But, you know, I got it's about the best car for racing. It's the fastest production race car on the market right now, and I've been doing great with it. So I don't think I can just put a cover on it. I still got a need for speed.
Undoubtedly. Dr. Lang, I have probably a dumb question for you on a Saturday morning. But I've mentioned this in the past. I perspire profusely when I'm working, and it's unfortunately it is a habit of mine to take my arm my sleeve and just kind of swipe the perspiration from my forehead and my face.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, over the years, I have really thinned down the skin on the end of my nose, and I am forever rubbing the end of my nose off.
Mm.
Is there anything that I can use topically or even internally that will thicken my skin generally or even locally?
That's a great question. I got to tell you, you know, a normal process of aging, after years of aging, lack of people having the right nutrients, right, your skin really does start to become thinner and thinner. It really does. And then what's happening is you're losing the fat under the skin, all right? You're losing the collagen, the elastin, the hyaluronic acid. These are things, and the skin starts to just really get thin and dehydrated. So, absolutely, proper diet is very important. And, you know, we've talked about the paleo diet on this show, you know, for years and years and years before it was even vogue, you know, 25 years ago. So going to a more natural diet, nothing processed. I like the paleo diet, the Lang diet. You can Google Lang diet and learn about that. That's going to be an anti-inflammatory diet because chronic inflammation in the body is also a culprit for skin problems. But there are some supplements, and that's probably one of the questions that you're asking. There's some supplements that can actually help with skin health, can help slow down this thinness, and a few that we talk about all the time. I mean, number one, omega-3 fish oil, okay? That can actually help repair some of the skin damage. And astaxanthin, all right? That's why wild Alaskan salmon is so so good for you, because it has both omega-3 and the astaxanthin. Or you take our Fortify Super Omega and our Fortify Focus that has the astaxanthin in it. But also the Fortify Focus has lutein and zeaxanthin. Also incredible for the skin, all right? So the combination of taking the Fortify Super Omega, the Fortify Focus, is going to be beneficial. Eating wild Alaskan salmon, eating foods like organic spinach, kale, orange, bell peppers, goji berries. These things are all really, really good for the skin. Lycopene, also good for the skin. That's what gives the kind of the red color in tomatoes. So spaghetti sauce. I don't eat a lot of spaghetti. Every now and then I got to have spaghetti and meatballs, though. But so lycopene is something that's very good for the skin as well. Carnosine has been shown. SAMe. These are some other antioxidants that have been shown to be beneficial. You can make a cream for your skin now where you take coconut oil, all right, some shea butter, and then squeeze the contents of our Fortify Focus into it. Gently heat it up in a glass Pyrex over the stove so it all uniformly becomes the same color or the same consistency, and then put it in the freezer or the refrigerator until it hardens. And it's a paste that has coconut oil, shea butter, and then the lutein, zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin that acts as a delivery system topically to apply to your skin, and then you're taking it orally, so it's kind of a double whammy from the inside out. And I've seen a lot of patients with some horrendous skin conditions, including psoriasis, that have essentially vanished and resolved. So those are some things to do. And remember, a little bit of sunshine, but not a lot of sunshine. So if you get too much sunshine, that's obviously going to damage the skin. But a half hour of sun a day between 11 and 2 is actually good, because if you're vitamin D deficient, that prematurely ages your skin as well.
Well, as you will know, I've been taking the Fortify fish oil for probably 10 or 12 years now, and along with the Focus for equally as long. So would you suggest maybe just upping my dosage?
Well, you know, how many omega-3s do you take?
2 a day.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you can always go to 2 a day on the Fortify Focus, all right? That's actually beneficial. It gives you 12 milligrams of astaxanthin. But, I mean, I think you're doing everything you can. I mean, some of these things, Bob, I got to tell you, some of these things are just aging, and, you know, I can't totally stop the aging. I mean, we're helping. I mean, you're doing pretty doggone good. Stop rubbing your nose. How's that? That'll help.
All right. I know you're going to defer to that. maybe if I put sandpaper on my sleeve, maybe it'll deter me. How'd that be?
Yeah, stop the rubbing action.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a natural reaction when I can't see. I take my glasses off and swipe my face with my sleeve. It's,
yep, yep,
I've been doing it now for 70 years, so it's hard to break the habit.
All right, Bob.
Thanks, Dr. Lang. Drive careful.
Take care. Bye-bye. And I got to tell you, a lot of you listening out there have ocular allergies. Your eyes itch and get red. Well, when you rub your eyes profusely, that can actually thin the cornea and cause a protrusion of your cornea called keratoconus. And then you're going to see me for a specialty contact lens, a keratoconic contact lens, a hybrid lens called Synergize, or a scleral lens, and you're going to pay a lot of money to have that done. So don't rub your eyes. If your eyes itch, use a good lubricating eye drop. Blink Tears is a good one. The best on the market, the best dry eye lubricating drop, in my opinion, is Oasis Tears Plus. So if you have ocular allergies, this can help, and also dry eyes, it can help. You can get that on the Fortify website. That's about the only place you can get it. We sell this stuff all over the world. You can certainly get it at the Lang Eye Institute or at Fortify Vitamins in Ocala. It's called Oasis Tears Plus. It does have hyaluronic acid in it, so when you rub this in around the paraorbital region around your eyes, it can actually help minimize these fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes also. It's kind of a double whammy. So it's called Oasis Tears Plus. Also, if you have true allergies and you try that and you still have itchy red eyes, over the counter you can buy something called Zatator. Zatator used to be a prescription. You use it twice a day when your eyes are red and itchy. Obviously, if they stay irritated, go see your local optometrist or ophthalmologist. All right, phone lines are open, 866-977-4820. Let's go back to the phones. Steve in Bradenton, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing?
I'm hanging in there. Give me an update.
What kind of fuel does that car have to have, 100 octane?
You know, it runs pretty good on 94 octane. You know, if you go get the white gas, that used to be Amoco gas. I think that's BP now. It runs really good on that. But at the track at Sebring, you know, you can get 98 octane. You can even get a little higher octane than that. But I got to tell you, it's $10 to $12 a gallon. So, you know, $2 a gallon, you know, $2.50 a gallon for 94 octane. And the car runs almost the same, I got to tell you.
Yeah, there's no detonation with the lower octane, is there?
Nope. Mm-mm. No, it works good.
Okay, the reason I was calling was Wednesday I had my Avastin shot.
Mm-hmm.
And before the shot I was seeing it between 2050, 2060. And I had my shot, and that night it really hurt. My eye was just watering, and my nose was running. And next day I couldn't see very well, and so I went back in, and I'd seen it 2200. And he said that the betadine solution, I must be like allergic to it or something. It did something to the cornea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's throwing off my vision. Have you ever heard of that?
Absolutely. We've seen that quite often. The betadine can actually cause a severe keratitis on your cornea and reduce the optics. And a lot of our patients that has happened to, so we stop using the betadine on them. A lot of times we'll just put an antibiotic in before the injection and not use the betadine on those particular individuals because they could be sensitive. So make sure that's a mental note that you have and they have it in your record not to use that next time, to use something else.
Yeah, he made a note of it.
Good.
And that was Wednesday, and then I saw him Thursday, and today's Saturday, and I'm seeing worse than ever. Could it still be that cornea?
Absolutely. And if you have any lubricating eye drops, you really want to put those in, you know, a lot. I mean, you want to flood your eyes. If you got some good artificial tears, the ones, like I said, I like are Oasis Tears Plus the best. If you buy them over the counter, you have to get a preservative-free version. Those are the ones in the individual vials, like Refresh or Sustain, but they got to be the preservative-free ones because you don't want to put preservatives on top of your cornea. I'd use those every hour, every 2 hours, for the next couple of days because that will help.
So how long do you think it could, I know you can't tell exactly, but how many days do you think before the cornea clears up? He put a temporary contact lens on there, too. He said it would help.
Yeah, so I would definitely use the rewetting drops. Go get some of that preservative-free rewetting drops. Use them frequently, a minimum of every 2 hours, because the contact lens is going to actually fight for some of the lubrication, and it can dry out on your cornea. So you lubricate, hydrate, drink plenty of spring water during the day, continue to take your omega-3 fish oils. I mean, I've seen people resolve in 24 to 48 hours completely. By the same token, I've had many resistant patients that take a long time. I mean, it can take weeks. And sometimes we have to go to stem cells, something like the Prochera amniotic membrane, or have punctal plugs put in. So there's other things that we can do to get rid of that, irritation on your cornea if that bandage contact lens isn't working.
So the one thing I seem to have is like a haze plus the blur. Does that sound right?
Yep, you're going to get haze and blur. Well, obviously, you have some conditions of your retina, and the injection created a little inflammation, but the betadine created this keratitis on your cornea. So once that clears up, your vision should definitely get better, okay? So lubricate. You can't overuse those lubricating eye drops. And remember, keep obviously see your doctor per their instructions.
Well, I'm going back Monday, and he's going to take that contact out. He says it'll make it heal faster.
Yep. You're in good hands.
Okay. Thank you, doctor. I'm glad you made it today.
All right, Steve. Hang in there. Bye-bye.
Take care, brother.
Yeah, I did make it. I'm kind of like the mailman, neither rain, no snow, or traffic will keep me away from the radio show. Not a full show, but at least we got a half hour in. All right, let's go to Ocala. Thanks, Sonny in Ocala. Sonny in Ocala, good morning.
Good morning, doctor. I listen to your program a lot, and I'm a firm believer of your lenses, for the blue-blocking lenses.
Right.
I also follow the sun. They call it solar weather. You can get it. It's a NOAA site.
Okay.
And Thursday, the UV index was very high. They put it, I don't know the actual measurements. It's called GOES. But on the Weather Channel there on my computer, it said it was 11 and very, very high. And the UV, and according to the information I received for the blue blockers, is if you have very high UV readings from the sun, which affects everything, by the way, the Earth's temperature, et cetera, this is really hard on the eyes. And I'm just wondering if you heard anything on that.
Well, absolutely.
I wear glasses, and I try to keep aware of it. And I do have blue blockers, and I don't know what else to say. Other than that, I guess I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
All right, so, Sonny, you bring up a good point there. And, we cannot emphasize, especially here in Florida, the closer you get to the equator, the more exposure to the UV light. So it is very important to be wearing sunglasses when you're out in the sun. The problem with sunglasses, many of the sunglasses out there are cheap. And you put a dark lens in front of your eyes, and your pupils or your brain thinks you're outside at nighttime, and your pupils dilate. They get larger, letting more of the UV light in, or potentially even the blue light. Remember, the sun not only emits ultraviolet light, which is damaging to both the cornea, the lens, and the retina, but blue light. And the blue light we're finding is even more damaging. And so the lenses that you have, blue light defense lenses, they block all of the UV light, all of the harmful blue UV light, and 99% of the harmful blue light. Some of the blue light is actually good because it helps with our circadian rhythm of sleep. But the frequency between about 400 and 430 nanometers, 411 being the absolute worst for your retina, which 99% of this is blocked with the blue light defense lens. So obviously, wearing your blue blocking lenses, blue filtering lenses is ideal. Wearing a hat, okay? And then taking a supplement that has lutein, zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin in it. And that's why I developed Fortify Focus, because that acts as an internal sunscreen, absorbing the harmful UV and the harmful blue light that may be getting through your glasses from the sides or something like this. So a hat, blue light defense lenses, or a good blue filtering lens, and Fortify Focus, or a nutrient that has those supplements in it. Also, eating organic spinach, kale, orange bell peppers, red bell peppers, goji berries, wild Alaskan salmon. I preach this on every show. Very, very important. All right, so, Sonny, hope that helps. And it sounds like you're doing everything you can. And a little sunshine is good, but not a lot of sunshine. All right, let's go back to the phones. Stuart in Venice, good morning.
Morning, how are you? I went in recently and was told I needed, suggested cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. And I have two questions. One is they talked about a corneal topography test to better measure the lens, and I wanted your opinion on that. It's kind of funny. I feel like, they say they get a better measurement and it's not covered by Medicare. And obviously you got one set of eyes. You're not right. Going to go for something that's a bad measurement, but I just didn't know much about it. And my other question is an opinion on, they do the laser, which is more expensive, or the traditional surgery.
Right. So how much are they charging you for the corneal topography?
$200 an eye.
Wow. All right, that's a lot for corneal topography. It really is. I think we charge like 45. So, corneal topography will give them a topographical map of your cornea. And if they're going to try to get rid of your astigmatism, okay, so if you're going to be going with a toric implant, all right, that's a lens that corrects your astigmatism, or they're going to do relaxing incisions, then yes, it's probably worth the money having the corneal topography done. If you're not doing a toric implant or having relaxing incisions and you have astigmatism and you're just going to have glasses after cataract surgery, I wouldn't spend the money on the corneal topography. It's a waste of money. So if you're going to a premium lens that corrects your astigmatism, or they're going to do a procedure to correct your astigmatism, yes, go ahead and do it. It's worth the money. You only have one set of eyes. But if you're not, it's a waste of money. There's no reason to do it because they won't get any better outcome. You're still going to have a refraction after cataract surgery, and they'll give you the correction in your lenses that you're going to wear for glasses. Now, as far as the laser goes, okay, the laser is an incision in your cornea only, instead of using a diamond blade scalpel, okay? The laser's a clean incision. If you're going to be, once again, having a astigmatic correction, yes, it's advisable to use the laser. If you're just doing traditional cataract surgery, you get the same results with a scalpel as you do the laser. So that's additional money you don't have to spend. So do you know what type of lens you're going to go with?
Well, I haven't said, it's kind of overwhelming. I'd had my eyes checked a couple times at fairs, and I was told, oh, your eyes are in pretty good shape. I went to like 20/30, a little worse than 20/30 over right. 4 years without getting new glasses. So I didn't think I needed cataracts and then all surgery, and then all of a sudden, I went to the ophthalmologist.
Stuart, hold on.
To be honest, it sounded like kind of hard sell.
Hold on. I want to take this off the air, all right? Hold on for a second. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. I'm out of here. Have a great day, and God bless you.